today we're going to talk about whether a doctor is allowed to get paid. Anyone here pre-med? Anyone going to be a doctor? Oh, okay, good. Well, you're not pre-med, you're pre-health. Right? Okay.
I get a doctorate.
You get a doctorate. Okay. All right, fine. I'll take it for now. In the absence of competition, we'll take it. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bechoros, I mean, the question is a doctor allowed to get paid for his services, right? He's doing the mitzvah, he's healing people, he has a chiv to do it. Are you allowed to get paid for mitzvahs that you do? So it's actually a very reasonable question. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bechoros and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Bechoros, Hanotel Schara Ladun, if a dayon gets paid to judge, din of betelim, then his dinim are all batel. Lahaid, if a person gets paid to be a witness, what do they call that? A professional witness? What do they call it? There's a word for it, isn't it? An expert witness, right? They get paid to be made. Edus of betelim, then their edus is batel. Lahazos ulekadesh, meim of meimara efro efer mikla. That if a person gets paid to do the hazaa of the efer paraduma of the mechatas on a tame person in order to be mitire them, or to be mekadesh the efer paraduma in the mayim chayim to make the mechatas, well, that mayim is not going to be mechatas. It's not going to work to be mitire tame meis. And the efer is efer mikla. It's all just regular ashes. It doesn't do anything. You cannot get paid for these things. So says the Gemara right there, right at the beginning of the sugya, minani mili. How do I know that you're not allowed to get paid for a hora'ah in din, or for being malame Torah as well? Some Rabbi Damrav, Damakra, Re'eli Madti Eschem. So the Pasuk says, Re'eli Madti Eschem, Chukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. So we learn from there that Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael, Ma'ani Bechinam, just like Hashem has told me that I have to teach you for free, Afatem Bechinam. So when you teach other people, it also has to be for free. Tanya Namiyachi says, Gemara Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. Pasuk says, like Hashem commanded me, ma'ani b'chinam afatam b'chinam, uminayim shem lo matzah b'chinam she'ilamid b'schar. And how do I know that if you can't find anyone to teach you for free, that you have to pay a tutor to teach you? Tam lomar emes k'nei. You got to find emes and buy it, even if it means buying it. Even if it means paying for it, you got to pay for it. But uminayim shelo yomar k'shem shem matiyah b'schar kachalam dena b'schar. How do I know you shouldn't say, well, I had to pay tuition all those years, so I should charge other people to learn from me? No, tamalomer emes kinei va'al timkar. You have to pay for it, but you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to charge other people to teach them Torah. Good, that's as far as teaching Torah. What about doing mitzvos? So the Mishnah had gone on and said, lahazos l'kadesh, which is just a mitzvah, to be mitire a person, that meim of meim ara efro efer mikl, says the Gemara Rimini, but I'll ask you a stira. From a Mishnah in Kiddushin, Hamakadish b'meichatas b'efer chatas harezu mekudeshes. If a man is mekadish nisha, and they say, you know, under the chuppah, they say, you have a ring? And he says, oh my gosh, I forgot the ring. But I got some meichatas over here. I have my lucky jug of meichatas. So he's mekadish nisha with meichatas. So Kiddushin harezu mekudeshes. Aval b'yishu Yisrael, even though he's a Yisrael who doesn't do the Hazaa and the Kiddush of the Mechatos, because it has value. Apparently, you see, that you're allowed to get paid for Hazaa v'Kiddush. He's not being Mekadisher with the Mechatos, he's being Mekadisher for performing the ritual of the Mechatos honor to be Metayrher, and that's worth money. So you see that you're allowed to get paid to do this mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Kan v'schar havo miloi, kan v'schar hazav v'kiddush. Every line in this Gemara is important for this shayla la'alacha. That when we say in kiddushin that she's mukadeshes, that's where you're getting paid to bring the efer paraduma, to bring the mechatas, the transportation of it, you're allowed to get paid for. But schar hazav v'kiddush, to actually perform the mitzvah, that you're not allowed to get paid for. Good, so how does this translate into being a doctor, or for that matter, a dentist, or I guess a physical therapist, right? How does that, are you allowed to get paid for these professions? So in Sefer Chassidim, in Siman Reish Sadiyeh, he writes, La'olam lo yalamid adam es chavero b'schar, va'af refua lo yasalo b'schar. A person should not teach someone else Torah for money, nor should he charge money for refua. And he says, if you need to schlep from somewhere else, so you can figure out how much the schlep is worth, to travel, and that you can get paid for, but not the refuah itself. You may be able to charge for the ingredients in making the medication, but as far as the knowledge, the know-how, the instruction that you're giving a person in medicine, that you're not allowed to charge for. That is explicit in the Sefer Chassidim. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam in Shar Hamichush discusses this issue, and he says that a doctor is allowed to get paid schar batala from his patients, but schar limud he's not allowed to take, because ripui chavero is like hashavas aveda. Hashavas aveda is a mitzvah. You're not allowed to charge for hashavas aveda. There's our connection to the mitzvahs. You're not allowed to charge for hashavas aveda. Pasuk says vashivosilo. It's from vashivosilo. We learn that you have a chiyuv to be meshiv a person's health to him. So since it's a mitzvah, it's included in what our Mishnah says. Re'i lamati yaschem chukum mishpatim kasher tivani Hashem elokai. The Mishnah Maseches Becharos ma ani bechinam afatem bechinam. And therefore, you're not allowed to get paid for the knowledge that you've amassed as a doctor. But schar tircha you're allowed to get, because that's like the bringing of the mechatos, which the sugya said explicitly in Maseches Becharos is going to be mutter. Schar batala also, if the Gemara goes on to say, if a person was a zakein, so you can and you need the person to help you out with a din or whatever, you can hire a donkey to bring him, and that's not called that he's getting paid. That's schar hava'a. He needs to get from one place to the other. So normally you would say walk, but the person is a zakein, he can't walk. You know, Rav Shachter told us that when he used to, all the years he would travel to Eretz Yisrael, he would never fly in business class or anything like that. He would sit in all the way in the back of the plane, wherever they got the cheapest ticket, wherever the yeshiva got the cheapest ticket to put him. But he was recently instructed by doctors at the age of whatever he is, like 77, 78 years old. He was instructed by doctors that he's not allowed to, because of his back problems, that he's not allowed to fly economy class to Israel anymore. So now the yeshiva wants him to go, so they have to pay for a business class ticket. But that's not called that he's getting paid anything. Actually, that's just when a person is a zakein, that's what you need. That's what that's the bare minimum of what you need to get the person there. So, and that's, this is all paskind explicitly in Shulchan Aruch in Yardeas and Shin Lamed Vav Si'if Beis. Great. So now we've learned that a doctor cannot get paid for his expertise. Nevertheless, says the Ramban, if the patient agrees in advance that he's going to pay him, then he's obligated to pay him. And this is also paskind in Shulchan Aruch in the very next sif. And the Ramban explains that even though there's a mitzvah for a rofe to be merape, for a person to heal, but the mitzvah is not only on that particular doctor, it's on every doctor. So if someone wants to pay you to be the doctor to do that mitzvah, you're allowed to, he is obligated to pay you. The Ramah quotes this svara of the Ramban, and then the Ramban says, but you should know there are those that disagree with me, and if you want to know who they are, it happens to be the Ritva and the Meiri in Maseches Yevamos, at the end of Maseches Yevamos, that a person is osik b'mitzvah, like the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and he charges money for the schar, he does not, even if someone agrees to pay it, you do not have to pay that schar for the mitzvah, because the person had no right to charge in the first place. But the Ramban says, I disagree with those people that say that you don't have to pay, you do have to pay it if you are posek schar. So from the Ramban you see, a doctor is not allowed to charge, but here's the first movement away from that, is if the patient agrees to pay him, then he's obligated to pay him what he said he would pay him. Okay, so that's something. In the Tshuvas Tashbetz, in Chelek Dalid, Chut HaMeshulash, the Tashbetz was asked about a chola who had promised an exorbitant sum of money for medication, and an exorbitant sum of money for the doctor to provide the eitzah on how to take the medication and how to have the refuah. And then the chola received the refuah from the doctor, and then he didn't want to pay, and he said, of course I promised you all that money. I was an anus. I was sick. What did you want me to do? You want me to die? So obviously I promised to pay all that money, but I wasn't actually obligated to pay all that money. And the Tashbis writes that whatever you agree to pay for the samanim above market value is eno klum. That's nothing. And he doesn't have to pay what he had agreed to pay. That would be pure onaa. There's a bitul mekach. you know, he only has to pay what the market value is. But when it comes to the payment for the doctor, even if it's an exorbitant sum of money, that's the Ramban. Ramban said it's hard to assess a market value on something like that. A doctor may have a great deal of expertise, and if you agreed in advance to pay that, then you have to pay that, says the Tashbates. However, in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, in Chel Gimel Simon Tav Kuf Nun Vav, he was asked in a case where there was only one doctor around, and that doctor was charging an exorbitant sum of money. Says the Radvaz, you do not have to pay that sum of money, because the whole svar of the Ramban was, why does this doctor have a chiyuv to be merapi you? It could be any doctor. You want him, so you have to pay the money. But if there's only one doctor around and you don't really have a choice, so then the doctor is not allowed to charge the money. And he says, anyway, we probably paskin like those who disagree with the Ramban in the first place, that you're not allowed to pay a doctor for money. So, okay, good. So why do doctors get paid? So doctors will tell you they always cry that they don't get paid. But they make a living, right? So why do doctors, Taka, get paid? Why are they allowed to make a living? So in Tosos HaRosh, in Maseches Brachos, and Daf Samech, he quotes from the Rimi Orleans, that the Gemara says that Nitna Roshos L'Rope L'Rapos, from the Pasuk for Apo Yirape, the Torah is Mechadesh, that he's even allowed to be Merapi B'Schar, and this is an exception to Ma'ani B'chinam Afatam B'chinam, meaning against what the Ramban said, against what the Sefer Hasidim said, that once the Torah is Nosin Roshos L'Rope L'Rapos, it means B'Schar. It means that he can get paid for it. Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaYisraeli in the Sefer Musar HaRofim actually quotes that it could be that a doctor is obligated to charge for his services, because otherwise people will think that you get what you pay for, and if you're not paying for it, then his advice must be worthless, and then people aren't going to follow his medical advice, and people are going to die. So for Pikuach Nefesh, the doctor has to charge in order that people should take him seriously, because if he doesn't charge, no one's going to take him seriously. That's an interesting svara. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this in Yoredeya Chelek Dalid Simon Nun Beis. He was asked why it is that the Noeg Shaba Olam is that doctors who are Shomrei Torah and Mitzvos get paid more than Schar Batala and more than the travel expenses that it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to take. You have to remember the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken like the Tosas HaRash. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, like it normally does. So Rav Moshe writes the real reason that it's mutter to take more than Schar Batala is because everyone knows that Jewish people, the Jewish community, particularly the Orthodox Jewish community, needs Orthodox Jewish doctors. We need doctors who understand our reality, who understand our limitations, who understand our lifestyle, who understand exactly what the issues are, particularly when it comes to fertility medicine and things like that. I mean, but there are a lot of areas where it's very, very helpful to have a doctor that you can relate to. If we didn't have Orthodox people that were going into medicine, it would be very bad for our community. So he says, who in their right mind is going to be willing to go through pre-med, medical school, residency, fellowship, all those years of being poor, all those years of going into debt, if they're not going to have some sort of payoff at the end? If there's not going to, no one will do it. We simply won't have doctors. It's pikuach nefesh of the community, Rav Moshe argues, and therefore we have to have that promise of a payoff at the end. And he says that in that situation, even the Ramban would be matir. And then he says, it also could be that all of these limitations, that a doctor is not allowed to get paid more than Schar Batala, that's only if we're talking about a guy who has some other profession that he's being mevatel from in order to provide refuah. But a doctor whose entire parnasa is from being a doctor, so he has nothing to become batal from to pay him schar batal. Then you got to pay him as a doctor. He has to be mefarnes himself some way or another. And so you'll tell me, so you know what he should do? He should be a truck driver and let him get his parnasa that way. And then he should be merape for free. Do you want a doctor who spends most of his day being a truck driver? No, says Rav Moshe. You want a doctor who's focused on medicine. You don't want a doctor whose attention is split and he's involved in other things. You want a doctor who's focused on medicine. And therefore, we're willing to pay for it and he's allowed to charge for it. In Sefer Torah HaYoledes, Rav Zilberstein Sefer, about the halachos of Yoledes, he says that a doctor who works full time as a doctor is allowed to get paid and not only schar batala, because he says you would have the same thing by any other mitzvah. I mean, yeah, you're not allowed to get paid for a Shabbos Aveda, but imagine you have a person who quit his job just so that he could be Meshav Aveda, to find every Aveda in the world and return it. He said if that's the case, then that's become his parnasa, and therefore he's allowed to do it. Similarly, Nishmas Avram in Yerideya Sim Shin Lamed Vav quotes a very similar svara from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that doctors are allowed to get paid for that reason. And he says it could be that you have to realize also that they're certainly allowed to get paid from non-Jewish patients and from, you know, working in a hospital or whatever else, but they're allowed to get paid by the Jewish patients as well, and that's the reason. Those are the svaros that they give why doctors can get paid. So, you know, someone said to me the other day, well, if a rabbi is only allowed to teach Torah and get schar batala, to get schar batala for teaching Torah, and a doctor is only allowed to get paid schar batala, so a rabbi's salary should be commensurate with the doctor's salary. Meaning if it's schar batala, it should be the same exact salary. No, but the answer is it's not schar batala by a doctor. By a doctor, it's a svara. Who in the world is going to go into medicine? Like Rav Moshe Svara is a very compelling svara. Who in the world is going to go into medicine if there's no payoff at the end? Will people go into teaching Torah if there's no significant payoff at the end? Yes, the Torah sells itself. People are willing to be Mosa Nefesh throughout the history of Klal Yisrael in order to be able to be engaged in the learning and teaching of Torah. So if it comes to a point where we see that we can't get any qualified people to teach Torah because they can't make a living, then maybe an echnami, maybe eslas Hashem eferus orasecha, and that's what we'd have to do. But I don't think it's such a taina that a doctor's salary has to be commensurate, you know, with a mechanic's salary.